County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers, and Jets Pharmacy. And this is Harold Webster, the voice of the Buccaneers. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good.
Last Friday night, big ball game. Jenkins County War Eagles came to town. We were tied with them for second place in the region. The winner would have the opportunity to have a home game in the first round of the state playoffs come next Friday night. And how did y'all prepare, and what a ball game it was.
It was. We had a pretty good game plan, I felt like, especially on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side of the ball, I had gone to this scheme, I guess one too many times, going to the well, and felt like I was getting schemed up a little bit, but I tried it one more time, and they gave us some problems Friday night. We're on four really good drives. Three of the drives they scored. One drive, we held them on fourth down, which was one of the turning points in the game.
On the goal line, too. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
So that helped. So we've got to be able to adjust and adjust quicker was the lesson learned. So they were pretty good on offense.
They were. It was a really exciting game. Their offensive and defensive line was big.
They are. They're
and
big
very
and
talented, very athletic, very athletic team, very good team that came into town. It was a great ball game to watch. Now, and they chose to take the ball on offense when they won the toss, and they went three and out, which we were happy to see.
Yeah,
and
me
then,
too.
and then we get the ball, and we go 77 yards in 12 plays to take a 7-0 lead. That was a great start.
Oh, no, that was a good drive.
And then we turn around, and they score in about 65 yards in about five plays.
Yeah.
Miss the extra point, so we're up 7-6.
I blocked it. We blocked two extra points.
We blocked that one?
Yeah, we had a great night on special teams. We blocked two extra points, blocked one punt, and I don't know, we did something else. I'm drawing a blank on. There were four things that we did on it.
Well, they had a muff punt.
Caused the fumble on the muff punt. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little later. That was probably the turning point in the game.
Big one.
Then we turn around on the second possession, and we go 53 yards in nine plays and go up 14-6. And then they turn around and drive the field on us, and right there before halftime, and tie it up, and we go in 14-all.
Yeah, they got a two-point conversion, too. Which is
They did. I'll tell you what, they had some talent. That quarterback was very good, and he could throw the ball. That was number 19, Justin Gray. He's a senior, so you don't have to worry about him next
seniors.
Year. They did. And that running back, Brandon Goodman, number two. He was not very big, but he was an exciting runner to watch.
Yeah, he ran
big.
Quick. He's a physically strong kid, quick kid, and he did a great job of getting behind his fullback and those big linemen. And whenever you left a little crease, man, he was through it.
He was. He was in a hurry, too. And I know he had over 100 yards in the first half. I don't know what he ended up with.
They ended up something like, Harold, 40 yards, and I think we ended up with mid almost 450 or 440 something.
We did. It was a good night there. Just a back and forth ball game. Now we come out in the second half. Now it's 14-all, and we get the ball and we take that kickoff and 73 yards in seven plays, and big Trent Johnson puts it away on a 22-yard run.
Yeah, that put us up, you know, by seven.
14.
Yeah, put us up by seven. And they were doing a good job of double teaming our better defensive linemen and getting up on the linebackers with their backfield and blocking backs and some of the other linemen. So in the second half, we challenged our kids at halftime to respond and challenged them today at practice to respond. So we did. You know, we won the second half, 27-6?
Yes, we did. This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, because it came out in the second half and just took that opening drive and just drove it down their throats to take the lead. And then they ended up having to punt.
Yeah, they did.
And then they held us three and out, and we punted, and that's when the muff punt occurred. And
it was a 61-yard punt, and we knew that the kid was a good punt returner, number two.
Yeah.
And he just kept on film. He would try to take every ball, no matter who was around, and you can see Colby Reed, number three, pressuring the kick, and it's a big punt by Seth anyway, and Colby kind of comes in a blind spot. The kid thinks he's about to get the ball on the run, and Colby, you know, hit him pretty well and caused that muff punt, and Daniel Rush recovered it down deep, and that was one of the big turning points.
It was, and we took that in four plays for another touchdown, and that put us up 28-14, yeah. And that was a big turning point in the game. We kick off to them, and they drive it down to the goal line, and we hold them.
That was
they just drove it down the field in big chunks too, until they got inside the 10-yard line, and then the defense really stiffened.
Yeah, we adjusted there. We moved Will Jones from nose guard or defensive tackle to the defensive end position, and ran a stunt we call crash. And they didn't expect, I guess, him to be out there. It messed their double-team scheme up. So they ran a tailback counter, and Will blew it up in the backfield. The other guys were able to come get him. You know, that little sequence, the muff punt, the fourth down stop, and then coming up next would be Austin Crosby's big run. Those three plays, that was the difference in the ball game.
Right. Well, we had a big run on first down, but it got called back by a holding penalty. Yep. And so now we're backed up to the 4-yard line. And Austin Crosby just made a spectacular run around right end. It looked like he was about to get a first down and be tackled, and one of our players came up and threw a block on one of the guys trying to tackle.
Yeah,
Austin knocked him
off.
Loose. Yeah, yep. Peeled him off. Austin spun around and took off down the sidelines. And we were all thinking, well, this is going to be an easy touchdown, until we saw what was it, number 11, I believe it was, Coleman, and he was coming out of nowhere to run him down.
He took off. I told you and a lot of people, looked like a cheetah on a gazelle.
Yeah.
he was going. You know, Austin's run got nominated for one of the top plays in Georgia on Huddle, our primary film network.
Yeah.
And it won. It was the number one play in the state of Georgia last Friday night.
Wow.
96-yard touchdown run. I guess those don't come around too often.
No, they don't. And was it Colby Reed who gave the block there at the end?
It was Colby. Made the blocks right at the end. He caused the muff punt. He got the interception. He had quite a ball game.
He did. He had a big interception in the ball game. And that run really broke their backs. But you know what? Jenkins County never quit. They got another drive.
Very
going.
Improved. They struggled last year and a little bit this year with an offensive identity. And he settled on the I. Coach Johnson and I talked quite a bit. He settled on the I and started being simple and effective. And, boy, he gave us all we wanted.
Yep, he sure did. Well, we're going to take a break for our sponsors. And this is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This portion is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we've been talking the last few minutes about the Jenkins County game, and quite a contest it was. Final score being 41-20, and we'd already talked about the where we stopped before the break was the 96-yard run by Austin Crosby, and you were talking about how that's made the highlight films under Huddle.
Yeah.
One of the best plays in the state. The best play.
Yep. Yeah, he got big. I don't know if ever had anybody get that or not.
I'll tell you what, watching it was so exciting, especially when, well, it looks like he's going to get about 10 yards and get tackled, and all of a sudden he breaks loose and he's going down the sidelines, and we're thinking, oh, and he's got an escort.
He does.
Got Colby Reed trailing there behind him, and then all of a sudden somebody – as you said, the cheetah chasing the gazelle was in hot pursuit. And I really thought he was going to get him, but Colby got in front of him and didn't allow him to make the tackle. Didn't block him from behind, just got in his way.
Yeah, kind of nudged him out of the way.
Nudged him out of the way. He fell down, and Austin took it on in. And, of course, Austin looked like he was running out of gas there, too, at the end.
Completely zapped him. He'd been kind of puny before that, sick, you know, and had some stomach issues, and I think that took the wind out of him.
But it was the fourth quarter, and he'd been playing a lot of football all night, so it was great. But Jenkins County, they didn't quit. They then came back and drove down the field and in short order and scored again. Make it at that point, it was 35-20, and we're going, uh-oh, maybe we need to do something. So we get the ball back, and then we're sitting there on their 44-yard line, and Trent Jones goes back outside and down the sidelines. Stiff arms one guy, and
probably
he's
his
gone.
Best run of the night. Maybe the it one was. Up the middle, but that one was pretty too.
That one was, and that was the final score. And then Seth misses an extra point.
He kicked a 250-yard field goal Thursday, and then missed an extra point on Friday.
I didn't catch what happened, but I'm not sure if they got the snap down for him or something, because he shanked it. That's a golf term, Coach.
He shanked it.
Okay. Well, we don't need it. He can get the shanks out on the when we got the
and
big
most
win.
Most time he does. He works really hard at kicking, so that's kind of rare that he does that.
Yeah. Well, that was a big win. A lot of excitement, And we had a big crowd at the game, too. Jenkins County brought a surprising large number of people. And, of course, Buccaneer fans showed up.
You think
it
was as big as the Metter crowd? I didn't think it was.
No, it wasn't as big as the Metter crowd, but it was pretty large.
Yeah, I know there was a couple times our fans were really getting loud on third down. And when it grabs my attention, I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
Well, you know, at first they were asleep a little bit, especially when y'all took that opening kickoff and just methodically drove it down the field. They were thinking, oh, this is not going to be a very exciting game. And then, lo and behold, Jenkins County woke everybody up with that offensive performance of theirs. So it was a great ball game and a great win. I don't know if Jenkins County ended up in third place or fourth place in the region.
That game, we were actually in second place. We only had one loss, and they had two. Yep. But had they beaten us, we would have had two. They would have had two losses, and they would have won head-to-head.
Head-to-head.
So they went from second place, or challenging for second, to fourth. So they're fourth. Claxton was third, and, of course, Metter was one.
And anyway, we've got another game coming up this Friday night. This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and I'm Harold Webster. Well, Coach, what else can you say about the game? Who were your main stars? I know Trenton amassed over 200 yards rushing again.
Trenton had like 28 carries, 204 yards, but 5 touchdowns. Well, what a night. Some people don't score that in a season.
No.
So he had a good team, but you can't, you know, we rushed for 400 and mid-fours in yardage. You got to give some credit to the offensive line. They blocked their tails off, and our wing backs blocked really well. And they, you know, we had a balanced attack where Trent was the primary back, but we also spread it out with a wing back play, and they hurt them. We had Austin Crosby had 111 yards. Quan had 59. Jarice had 69. So we had some, you know, we had more than just Trent.
Well, on your opening drive, I think Trent only got the ball once or twice. You spread it out to your wing backs and everybody else. I mean, they didn't know which back was going to get the ball, and all of them were carving out yards. And y'all were doing that all night. When you gave it to the wing backs, there was very few times that there was not positive yards gained.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do well, I think, is balance that up, mix the carries up. So you'll see that the remainder of the season.
Okay. Well, we're in second place. We've got a big game coming up Friday night. Clinch County Panthers, an old rival. We've had so many spectacular games against them, not only during the regular season when we used to be down in that region, but also in the playoffs. Notably, before you got here in 2016, when we had to go down there, they were number one in the state. We beat them, and that allowed us to get into the state finals. But when you were here the first time, I can remember going down there to Homerville and in some exciting games, and even at home, some great games. So
yeah, we beat them in 2000 in the second round, the Sweet 16 round, to go on to the quarters and play Athens Academy. So that was a big game down there, and we'd already had to play them once at our place.
That's right. And we won that game too. So it was highly, you know, like we always say, when it's difficult to beat a good team two times in the same season, but we did it to them that time. And I know those things are on their mind. The MCA, they've got to come up to our house, and they want to exact that revenge on us and beat us at our own place. How is the preparation this week been for the Bucks?
I mean, I'm not going to sit and tell you we've had a bad practice. We haven't. We've just made some mistakes. We laid the ball on the ground a couple times today. We were a little lethargic on defense, and I had to get a little motivated on defense. So they're ready. I mean, they know what we're doing. We're not throwing anything new out. It's just us doing what we do, and hopefully we'll be pretty good at it on Friday.
Well, that's good, because I know it's going to be an exciting ball game, and we should have a full house first round of the playoffs. And there's a lot of talk about the winner of this game might have an easier path. But
if you believe
you never
in Cal Preps, Max Preps, and all the rankings, we are the two highest ranked teams in that quarter of the bracket. So, if you know, play the game on paper, the winner of this should go to the semis.
Yeah, but we don't play it on paper.
Yeah,
we play it on grass. That's right. This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren. We're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. This is Harold Webster, voice of the Buccaneers. Thank you.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Buccaneers!
This is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm Harold Webster, the voice of the Buccaneers. Well, Coach, we've talked a lot about the Jenkins County game, great win, 41-20, and now we've got the playoffs coming up, and an old rival, Clinch County, is coming to town. What do you see Clinch doing on offense?
Harold, they run a single wing offense. They take the quarterback out of the game and one receiver out of the game, and they put a fullback, tailback in the backfield to take a shotgun snap. They stand side by side with both hands out. One of them is going to get the ball.
Mom's going to get the ball.
Then, as a whole, they play an unbalanced line. They play a guard tackle on one side, then they go guard tackle tight end, blocking back, wing back, and a wide out receiver on the same side. So they snap, and here they all come.
Do they run any reverses out of this?
Yeah, they run sweep. They run big-time isolation power looks, and then they run some counters, reverse looks, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do they do any passing?
Yeah, they can. They have a young man that can throw the ball deep. So that's, you know, if you're not playing a monster, they'll try to throw the ball over your head.
Now, you've got the two men in the backfield. Which one of them gets the ball primarily, or do they mix it up?
They mix it up. Evenly? One of them's on the right leg of the center, about 4.5 yards deep. The other one's on the left leg of the center, about 4.5 yards deep. And both of them have their hands out like a quarterback, and they snap it. So we worked all week on reading flow and keys and, you know, that kind of stuff to see who gets the ball and where and when. And I feel like we've got a pretty good plan for them.
Do they give it up, give you any signals on who might get the ball and which direction they're going?
Have you
looked for those kind of keys?
Sometimes it's a no-brainer. You get to see 8 kids running a sweep. You know yeah. where the ball is going. Then they'll do that and run a counter on the backside or run it right at you with 2 or 3 blockers ahead of them. So
sounds like student body left, student body right, student body up the middle.
I've never truly defended the single wing for a whole game. I've seen it as a series on the goal line, or people call it a wildcat or whatever.
Right.
But I've never defended the whole game. His is a little different than what I had studied on film and things from older films. I actually have a hobby of studying old defenses and offenses, and had a couple of times where I've got to interview old high school football coaches. And, you know, one time I was interviewing this guy named Morrell Holcomb. He won the 1964 single-A state championship, and I was speaking with him, and he got on the chalkboard or dry erase board, and where I would normally draw up a C for a cornerback, mm-hmm. he drew up an H, called him a halfback. I was like, I've never heard that. And he explained that position to me, so it was pretty neat.
That's interesting.
Or defensive guards, that was a new term, you know. I've never heard that term, defensive guards.
No.
He used that term.
No, I've never heard that term before either. Well, what percent rush versus pass will we see out of Clinch?
Oh, man, they're probably, if you run 100 plays, they're probably 96% run.
Okay, so they're saving the pass for the long third down plays.
Long third down, catch you sleeping,
catching you.
Stuff like that. They don't really have much anything, but they're looking to catch you by surprise, playing their run and throw it over your head.
Okay. What do they do on defense?
They're a really well-coached 4-4 defense, you know, 4 down linemen, 4 linebackers, and 3 secondary players.
Right.
The 2 interior tackles are humongous. They're well over 300 pounds apiece. 2 outside defensive ends, probably 210. Inside linebackers, about 210.
Oh, wow.
They're big on defense. We can outrun them, but they're big.
We don't want them to catch us.
No.
Well, this is the MCA Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this portion is being sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Cunningham Jewelers, and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we're used to big defenses, aren't we? Because when we faced Metter, they had some big, talented linemen, and Jenkins County, they were big, and that nose guard of theirs was extremely talented. I got tired of calling his name all night. I don't know how many tackles he had, but he had a bundle. Number 8.
Yeah, he gave us a hard time last year. He was
Mills. Dominic
yeah, he
Mills.
Was a little mismatch for us at times. Peyton handled him a lot better than he did last year. That was Peyton's game that he started last year for the first time. Had an injured David Hewlett, and Peyton started. But Peyton handled him a little better than he did last year. He was bigger and stronger. You know, the guy's still really good.
Well, Mills was getting outside on sweeps and everything from the nose guard position,
yeah.
And he was getting downfield making tackles too. I was just amazed at his speed.
He was a very good player.
Very good player. Very fast too. Are we going to see those kind of players from Clinch?
No, you're going to see more of a bigger, deliberate runner, more power runner. You'll see some try to move the piles, you know, those type things.
Okay. Well, I don't want to ask you what kind of an offensive plan we've got, but my guess is we're gonna run the ball unless we have to pass, and we're gonna give them a heavy dose of Trent Johnson and Marco Crosby and Jarece Campbell and anybody else that you want to put in there to run the ball.
Yeah, we're not going to change a lot. We're going to try to go in and do the things we do with a lot of confidence. I want our kids to be able to play fast, and when they have to think, kids don't play fast sometimes. So
right.
I want them to be confident in what we're doing. I know they get tired of running the same old plays, but it makes you better.
Well, and as long as they know what they're supposed to do, if on this play I'm running, they know where to run, who to follow on the blocks, and if I'm blocking for you, I know who I've got to block.
They make the play. They talk real well right now on some of the base plays, and they've asked me how come such and such play always seems to work, and I was like, well, I wish it worked all the time, but they think some of those plays do, and they ask me a couple of plays, how long I've been running them, and there's a couple of plays in offense I've been running since I was a head coach, since 1999. Even on the bad teams I've had, they work.
What is the old saying? If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Yep.
Well, Coach, this comes to the end of our show, and great win against Jenkins County. We needed that. Now we've got the home game, and we've got a formidable opponent coming in here, but one we know well, and we're looking for an exciting ball game and another big win for the Buccaneers. So. Coach, anything else you want to say before we close?
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.